So, Dr. Liz, we wanted to have you on this morning real quick to talk about how parents talk about this to their kids. Should their kids want to talk? Should the parents want to talk? Seems like such an easy concept, talking to your children, but it's really actually not, especially when it comes to something like this. So any advice you have for parents this morning after what we all witnessed happened yesterday in Texas?
So I think it's really important to follow in your child's lead, depending on the age. If you have a young child, not really sure how much they know or how much they've heard, so you want to ask, what have you heard? What have you seen? And let the child really take the lead in telling you what their concerns and worries are. Mm-hmm. To give them a safe spot at home, give them safe spot, time to just feel whatever they're feeling, because mm-hmm. if they don't have that, then it's going to spill over and we're going to start to see acting out.
Yeah.
And the anxiety will build. So just giving them that space at home to just express, I'm scared, I'm worried, is this going to happen in my school? And to answer the questions very concisely, do not over give information, because our children have their questions and you want to answer that question. We then start to spill our own insecurities and too much information and overwhelm them.
Right.
So any information we give our kids, regardless of age, truly, you want to be super concise. Answer
right.
the question that was asked of you.
And, you know, we had a listener call in earlier, and she mentioned, you know, the importance of having healthy coping mechanisms. What do you think, I guess, for different ages is the appropriate way to cope with some of these things that we're hearing on the news?
Turn off the TV, turn off any social media that you might be, like YouTube, whatever is happening in your home or on your phone, turn it off, change the passcodes, all of that. And take a social media break, because the images and messages that are going to come up in the next couple of days are going to be intense and scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really focus on, again, not directing their emotions, but letting their emotions just be, and answering questions very concisely.
On the phone with Dr. Liz Mathias, she is a child and school psychologist, on the phone this morning talking about how we deal with our kids when it comes to issues such as this, the tragedy of 19 children being killed, two teachers being killed yesterday at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Talking to your kids, like I said earlier, it seems like such an easy concept, but it's not. You know, the kids are out there giving you all the information they have going up in their brain, and they're just, you know, spitting out word after word after word, and sometimes it's a lot for parents to take, digest, and then, you know, come back with something to say.
And sometimes as parents, we just can't. We have to sit beside them and be in the moment and feel the emotions. And this is also triggering us as parents. This is our worst possible fear. Send our kids to school, which is supposed to be the safest place for them. And then something like this, it's tragic as this happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's devastating. So they're going to pick up on our fears as well. So really, as parents, we have to check ourselves.
Yeah.
When before we sit down and speak to our children, to make sure that we're not in a heightened place, check in with yourself. Check in with your significant other. Check in with your therapist to make sure that you're not coming into the situation in a heightened anxiety level that is going to further trigger your child, because they need to find comfort and grounding in you.
Yeah.
And that's a tough one, because as a parent, I mean, we have our own emotions. We have our own insecurities. We have our own fears.
Right.
And to now have to make peace with that in the moment so that you can be emotionally and physically present for your child, that's tough. That takes practice.
Dr. Liz Mathias, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. A little bit of a discussion on how to talk to your kids about what happened yesterday and moving forward, and the discussions that should be had or that you might want to have with your kids. Child and school psychologist in the state of New Jersey, Dr. Liz Mathias, thank you so much. PsychEdConsult.com. If there's ever anything we can do for you, Doc, you let us know, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you for letting me join you this morning.